Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Tuesday, August 28, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. It says there, "For what credit is there if when you sin and harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God." End of God. Rumi, a Persian poet born 807 years ago, said this, "The hurt you embrace becomes joy." End of quote. Sometimes good quotation comes from unexpected sources. You know, when you think about it, mistreating another human being is somewhat equal to digging one's own grave, especially when we do this to the most vulnerable in our society, children and old and weaker people. However, don't we know we live in a world where people ill-treat and hurt the weak on an ongoing basis? What else can a world tainted by sin offer to people, right? Our today's insight teaches something unique and special to remember in our day-to-day life on this earth. When we behave and act badly, and then as a result, if we get harsh treatment for our behavior and action, is there any credit? Even if we endure the punishment with the patience? No, not really. However, think the opposite way. When you do what is right and then end up suffering for it, and if you patiently endure it, guess what the Bible says? You find favor with God. Other translations say you are commendable before God. Now imagine the Queen of England or the President of the United States comment to you for something good you have done. How do you feel about it? What does that mean to you? Now, think about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator God, who rules over all on this planet Earth, and who rules the whole universe, spotted you and commented about you. The translation we use today says, finds favor with God. If we are spotted, commended by God, and got favor with Him, don't you agree we are up to high reward and promotion from the hands of the Lord? Yes, for sure. I don't know what the promotion going to be. However, it will be a high reward in this life and afterlife in heaven based on the promise of God. Matthew 19:29 and Luke 18:29. Beloved, read and let the word today's insight go deep into your discouraged, fainted and wounded heart. Let us read it together. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. The Lord in heaven and His angels stand up and give honor to that man or woman. Remember the incident of the martyrdom of Stephen. When they heard these things from him, the people gnashed at him with their teeth. However, Stephen, being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, looked at heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, ready to receive Stephen with honor. And Stephen was immediately promoted to the glory in heaven. They stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice. This is what he said, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." End of God. What a beautiful passage. He's saying to the Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Also, when he had said this, he fell asleep. You can read all about this in Acts 7:54-60. They could kill his body, but they could never kill his spirit. Stephen was promoted to glory in heaven right in the presence of the Lord. Beloved, God will reward you if you do what is right and suffer for it patiently. Many years Joseph suffered the mistreatment and cruel jealousy of his brothers. Although many years, probably over 10 years gone by, God in heaven did not forget Joseph. He honored and rewarded Joseph by lifting him to the most powerful position of the then world empire, Egypt. Remember, Daniel and his three friends had to do what is right in the sight of the Lord in a foreign land where people worshipped idols and human-made images. For doing right, they suffered severely there. However, God did not forget them. He honored them by giving highest position there in a pagan country, and God's name was magnified and glorified in the land filled with idols through Daniel and his three friends. Beloved, remember the words of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He said this, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." End of quote. This is what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 16. If the perfect God-man, the Son of God, was hated by this world and suffered in the hands of sinful and wicked people, then what about us, imperfect, weak, who try to follow the footsteps of him? Bible reminds us this in Hebrews 12:3. "Consider Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." End of quote. Don't you know Christ's suffering was not the final chapter of his life? It was the beginning of a new chapter of worldwide blessings coming to all the families of the earth, according to the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12. Stephen's suffering was not the final chapter either. A more powerful soldier for Christ, Apostle Paul, was the result. Although he supported the stoning and murder of Stephen, Paul turned around and began the work that Stephen left off. Our suffering is not the final chapter of our life either. In God's economy, per our insight today, when we do what is right and suffer for it patiently, it finds favor in the sight of the Lord, and a high reward and promotion would be the outcome. The quotation of Rumi is partially correct, right? It says, "The hurt you embrace becomes joy." End of quote. However, it becomes joy, the hurt becomes joy, only first of all because God's Holy Spirit is living in the child of God. And secondly, God is faithful in spotting and rewarding us when we face such painful and most heartbreaking times in our lives. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, please grant me the strength and power to do what is right in your sight. Weak as I am, I need your help to do this, Lord. Also, Lord, please give me the divine patience to endure the sufferings. I know Jesus is an example to follow in this matter. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord now. Please save me and reward me with your everlasting love. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.